It brings me great joy to be with you once again, my dear friends.
Yeah, we feel the same.
I feel your own joy, and as I joined with you this time, it comes to me that you people who have been so dedicated to this task of truth are surely true followers of all that the Creator would wish. Again, I will say to you, my dear friends, that your earth has many troubles at this time, but I would like you to think about these, as you call, problems, to think of them as a time of change and a time of learning.
Yes, I imagine changing consciousness embraces all these what we call troubles.
Yes. After all, in time of trouble, does not the human soul come into its own? Does not that swell of love and kindness shine forth, no matter of which part of this earth plane you are residing on? Languages do not matter. The differences mean nothing when it comes to the love of the soul. Therefore, I would say to you, look upon these changes as parts of the evolution of your earth plane. To the change in consciousness of its people, and know that from that growth in consciousness comes true knowledge of truth. And after all, that has always been my purpose in coming to you, to remind you that truth is always there. Everything changes, and yet nothing changes. You must look upon the whole picture, as I have said on many occasions. Look to the fuller picture, and your understanding is greater. I know sometimes, as human beings, it is difficult to picture the whole. Because as human beings with faults, it is natural that you allow the heart to rule sometimes. But life upon this planet is no different than when man first came to step upon it. The way of existence is to allow yourself just to be. Those are simple words, my friends, but their meaning is great. So I remind you, dear friends, allow yourselves just to be. That will be my words to you for this coming year of your earth lives. No matter your circumstance, no matter your feelings, be true to who you are. And in so doing, you will allow that inner being to come forward. Have you any questions so far?
I think we're all beginning to feel that bigger picture. One also feels compassion for people who suffer within it, but I think we're all appreciating that the world is changing and has to change.
Yes. Have compassion, but do not become, I use an earthly term here for your understanding, do not become too bogged down in individual situations. I know that what I ask of you is no small feat, but I do have the responsibility to remind you, my dear friends, that truth is simple. It never changes. It will not change. It always has been. And it always will be, no matter the situation on this planet or any other. You understand? Yes.
I think it is getting easier to be able to step back a little bit and not get quite so involved, not get quite so emotional about things. So I think the understanding is beginning to,
yes,
to come to us. Mm.
I almost feel that I repeat so often the same words. Mm. But my purpose in reminding you is that you are striving for the same goals. That you are beginning to understand what your lives are truly about. So much is happening in your world. I am sure you have been aware at times that words I have used in time gone by have materialized at some point. Yes.
Yes, indeed. And it's so nice. It's so nice for us to become aware that your teaching to us is spreading much further afield.
Yes.
And in fact, we've mentioned the scientist Dr. Irvin Laszlo, and we've had further communications with him. And I feel he's a wonderful scientist, and his personal assistant is a Hungarian lady named Georgi, and she plans to fly over from Italy to join us one evening. She would very much like to experience your teaching, Selimet. In connection with that, I would like to ask you, do we need to arrange a date for this, or will you simply know, perhaps you already know, that this is underway, and will you simply be here on the evening that she arrives?
We'll be happy to greet her with their discourse. Yes, no pre-dates are necessary. I will be here. Yes.
Thank you.
And whilst we speak of scientific matters, I wish to say much progress is being made in scientific and medical fields.
Yes.
Even although you may not be aware of these advances, let me assure you, dear friends, that much is being given on spirit at this time in your existence.
Okay.
There are many things which will come to light.
I was just reading the other day again about something they found in fish, and I can't remember what it was now, but it was they think it will help one of our diseases. And I did think of your words, Selimet, because you said we would find much from the sea.
Much more. Mm. Much more. Mm. But of course, always the problem is the time factor. Because although I know these things in your world, there is always a restriction of time. Mm. But it pleases me when you recognize that my words are bringing truth.
Yes, indeed. And we are very happy that both the scientists that we have mentioned by name have read the Bonny Old Book, and their theories have much agreement with our findings.
Yes.
So always, that is part of this picture.
Always, I told you from the beginning that words would be verified from other sources around your world.
You have indeed.
This is not a singular quest. It belongs to many from my world who come to your world to help mankind.
Going back to the cures coming from the sea, would those fish, that would have been their purpose, would it, if it's coming from fishes, a cure, would that have been their purpose?
It has always been. It is just that recognition comes at the proper time.
Mm. yes, yes. It doesn't matter if it's another creature.
Only the Creator can answer that question for you.
Right.
Could I mention, on my travels recently, I came across what was called a pyramid water temple in Thailand. One of the monks, the head monk, claims to have been inspired by extraterrestrials to construct pyramid-type shapes, to construct small stone pyramids pointing at water circulating through pipes and using the pyramids to energize the water for drinking and also for sleeping.
Yes.
Can you say this
to you, my friend. Pyramid power has been on your earth for as long as the earth has existed. The energy of pyramids and the water is twofold. And it is not a new happening. It has existed on the Earth planet for a long time. Mankind has been given this information, especially since what you term New Age happenings. It has suddenly become more acceptable. It is almost like an ionization of the water to be used in conjunction with the pyramid shapes. Yes. There is nothing unusual about using this method.
So this particular monk is...
He is more aware of what is being given to him.
Very good. Yes, I purchased one of his pyramid beds, so... I will try to set it up to use it.
Yes. If you think I give you a very simple example, how often people speak of the Red Indian people of past time? What shape was that?
The cone shape, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Not quite a pyramid, but you can see the closeness.
Yes, that general form.
Yes. Yeah. You have great structures in your countries that many people feel great power from. Your pyramids have been used as energy sources for a long time.
So the connection with the water...
Water has its own power.
Yeah, so even people that do the water divining, that's a similar thing.
Not quite.
No?
No. They have the ability to find water. Water plus pyramids is a different energy.
Right.
Yes.
I know my father could do water divining.
Yes.
Does the water change in any way, or just give out? It's just a source of extra energy.
Both can be altered in structure. Mm-hmm. The structure, the element of water, depending what the pyramid shape is made from. The gentleman has spoken of a stone, which is a natural resource, which each has its own energy. To unite these two elements gives a much stronger force. You see, together they create an energy field which is much stronger.
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yeah. Yes.
And you would agree that to treat water in this way would make it more health giving to drink.
You are ionizing the water. You are purifying it in a sense, but also giving more power and strength to it. If you think I am simplifying things, as always, for you, if you go to your mountains anywhere on your earth and you see natural streams of water, are they not always flowing over stones and rock?
Yes.
Can you see always in nature there is a disconnection? But the shape of pyramids has a natural energy field not belonging to anything else. Oh yes. I hope that doesn't...
When you said that the pyramids have been are as old as the earth, is this a gift that we were given with the earth?
You all are gifts of creation. All of mankind is a gift of creation. What do you have to remember? All that is material is only here on the planets. All material returns to where it came from. You understand? No.
Attached to spirit?
Yes.
But not in a soil form?
Material matter is only a certain density.
Alright, so when it's been used, when it's had its use, then it can return back to
energy?
Yes. Your energy. Yes.
Could I ask another question? It's a slightly different tack. I've been reading a book by Laura Byrne, I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, B-Y-R-N-E, and she's still actually alive, but she's ever since birth been able to see angels and she says people's spirits and their guardian angels. Is this a one-off, or are there other people who can see just as much as she can? She has tremendous contact, she says, with all the time, you know, there are spirits that are there, or she says angels, calls them all angels, who are there and talk to her, and she said that there was one time where, it's happened before, where they take her soul to put her body to one side and take her soul and take her to other places, and then she's returned back to her body, but they take her on these journeys.
these things are possible for all of you. Mm. It is only that she has become more refined in allowing her own soul energy to release from the physical body. Of course, many people are capable of seeing angels. But remember, my dear friends, angels come in many guises.
Yes.
Do not assume they are all winged and beautiful creatures. Mm. We have discussed this on many occasions.
We have. It's just that, she was saying that she saw people's guardian angels as well. I mean, is that quite...
People can see others' angels, yes. It is not unusual.
Yeah. She said right from a small child,
yes.
She'd always been able to see.
Yes, she came to this life with that vision still intact, as many people do who can see spirits. For most of you, it takes hard work to realign yourselves with your true spirits. But yes, many, many people can see angels.
I knew they could see angels, but it was just that she, you know, her whole life, I mean, it seems like daily is sort of taken with angels being with her and talking to her and telling her things. And
yes, she needs to guard against living too much with them rather than living her life here.
Oh, right.
There is a subtle balance. Mm. After all, you all come to the earth plane to learn. And there is a fine balance between allowing that unity with your spiritual self and your physical self. You have to live your lives here. So I would say perhaps she is allowing herself to be too involved in allowing her spirit to be free.
Oh, yes, because it seems like she is being guided.
She is not properly grounded, I would feel.
Ah, right.
Although I have no doubt she would dispute that remark.
Mm. Anyway, thank you for that, Sally. That's
Could I mention that great teacher, the Indian gentleman, White Eagle, has actually materialized through a materialization medium in Australia, David Thompson. And it must be wonderful for many people to actually know that that Indian gentleman once indeed had earth life and has now materialized so that his form has been accurately seen.
Yes.
Have you any further comment on that?
Yes, that great Indian is one aspect of the spirit from our world. And yes, materializations are still looked upon by people in your world as an ultimate expression of spirit. Yes, I am aware of the one you call White Eagle. His mission to Earth and his teachings are still revered by many in your world. But I can tell you, White Eagle is one aspect of a greater spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so it would be that one particular lifetime that would have materialized.
Yes. Yes. Much good work has been done by him with that particular medium that was used. And of course, as I say, materialization is not so much used today as it was in past times. But it is something to behold for you human beings.
But why is it? Why is it not? Materialization is not so common now. Is it? Is it to do with us?
Religion took over.
It is not the easiest way to communicate, but it is the ultimate way, because all over your senses are satisfied. You see, you hear, you feel. There can be no doubt. And not all mediums can be used. It takes much work from our side and from your side to achieve this. Plus, there is too much, I feel today, too many comings and goings of people within a group. There needs to be years of dedication to have the true satisfaction of materialization. All the sitters need to be true before this will happen. So, there are many reasons why it has declined.
We have been hoping for materialization from Bonnyol, but I don't think we've perhaps been doing
that. That is different. Our ports are different.
Our ports are right.
Are not really classified under materialization. We say materialization as the reappearance of a person.
All right, yes, yes.
But there are many apodes. Of course, it is materialization, but you have to distinguish between the two.
Yes, I think we've been talking about materialization using a medium's ectoplasm.
Yes. It has to be a particular medium who produces this. For the materialization of a person.
Are apports easier then than materializations?
It is almost the same, but this sounds like a contradiction, but it is not. The same methods are used, but on a much smaller scale. And more people are able to produce small amounts of ectoplasm as opposed to the amount needed to materialize a whole being.
Oh, I see, yes. Thank you.
You understand?
Yes, thank you.
What exactly is ectoplasm? Is it an energy of some kind?
It is an energy. It is life. Is what you are.
I see. It's interesting.
Now, my dear friends, I feel that I will leave you this as we have reunited once more.
It's been a wonderful evening, Sally Mitt, and thank you for all the information given, and it's so wonderful to be reunited again for the coming year.
I thank you, my dear friend, for those words, and of course our wish would be that we meet again in love and joy and harmony, all of the things of the Spirit. And I will leave you now, as always, cloaked in my love and the love of Spirit.
Thank you very much.